Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The race for a new district attorney for Suffolk County has brought about what's believed to be a political first. A forum yesterday featured all six candidates conducted in a jail. Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins says he wanted candidates to hear from people in his jail who are directly affected by the district attorney.
If anyone thinks that folks that are inside an incarceration facility does not have anything to say that is going to move our society forward, they are diabolically wrong.
WBUR's Deborah Becker was at the forum and has this report.
A large institutional visiting room at the Suffolk County House of Correction at South Bay was the setting for this unusual forum. The candidates took a dozen questions from a few of the 1,600 people incarcerated here. 38-year-old Michael Murphy is being held in pretrial detention.
What is your plan to turn the corner on the opioid epidemic? Do you feel diversion programs are the way out, or do you feel as though you can punish addicts out of it?
All six candidates said that prosecutors should not punish people for addiction. In fact, they agreed on most issues. They all said they would hold police officers accountable. They said they would not try to deport someone for a nonviolent crime. They all agreed that the bail system needs reform. Where they primarily tried to distinguish themselves was by highlighting their personal stories, which sometimes included their own experiences with the criminal justice system. Rachel Rollins told Murphy that her family has been involved in the system and with addiction.
I've been in this very place visiting my siblings. I have seen what happens when you are incarcerated and when you come out. My first cousin just overdosed and died.
DA candidate and state representative Evandro Carvalho told the audience he knows what they're going through.
At 17 years old, I was arrested in Dorchester. I have a criminal record, but yet, because of chances that I've got, because of teachers, because of God, really, I stand here today.
And attorney Linda Champion said she understands what it's like to struggle.
My last year of law school, I got pregnant and I became a single mother. The fact that I've struggled through life and have been a homeless teen here in the city of Boston.
Defense attorney Michael Maloney tried to distinguish himself by explaining his work in the medical marijuana industry and the fact that he's the only non-Democrat in the race.
I am the only independent. I will be on the ballot in November. I ask you to stop me in the hallway next time I'm in the House of Correction.
The race is also unusual in that it marks the first time in decades that the incumbent isn't running. DA Dan Conley, widely known as a conservative prosecutor, has held the post for 16 years. The office handles some 30,000 criminal cases a year from Boston, Chelsea, Revere, and Winthrop. Candidate and former public defender Shannon McAuliffe told the audience that right now, too many cases end with plea deals.
I think what's happened is our prosecutor's office has gotten lazy. And what we need to actually do is roll up our sleeves, go back to work, allow people to actually exercise their rights by having trials.
One of the candidates, Greg Henning, currently works as a prosecutor in Conley's office. He presented some nuanced positions about criminal justice reform and stressed that public safety is the top prosecutor's top priority.
The district attorney's office stands up for and represents victims of violent crime and victims of crime throughout the county. I'm sure if we did a show of hands, many of you would have either been the victim of a crime in the past or have a family member who has. And that's the primary role of the district attorney.
Several of the 25 incarcerated people who attended the forum said they appreciated the opportunity to ask questions of candidates who potentially could directly affect their lives. 27-year-old Tatiana Ortiz said the event made her feel respected.
It made me feel really good in that. Like, I feel like we have voices in it. And it made me, yeah, it was a big change. And I like that. It made me feel good.
As for Michael Murphy, the man who asked the candidates about the opioid epidemic, he says if his case gets settled and he's out in time to vote, this forum would influence his choice. In Massachusetts, even someone convicted of a felony is able to vote after completing their sentence. But Murphy also wondered if the candidates played to their audience.
They all kind of agreed on the same things, so I mean, it'd be interesting to see how they answer the questions to a different group than us, you know.
This forum was co-hosted by the American Civil Liberties Union and the Suffolk County Sheriff. The primary election is September 4th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.